Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We also need to talk about the Tigers. The offseason is here. Scott Harris spoke yesterday, touched on spending, Javi Baez, Spencer Torkelson, and more. What I want to know from people, what is your wish list? It could be a player, it could be a position, it could be a mentality. What is your wish list for the Tigers offseason? We'll go through some of what Scott had to say, but you guys can start calling in now, 248-539-9797. John, I want to know your wish list. I, of course, have my preferences for this offseason, but let's go through what the man himself had to say. And he started with this question of spending. I think it was Stoney who asked this question, and he said, you know, now that the foundation's set, will the money be there to spend? So basically, they want to. Right? They want to add people, trades, and free agents. The money is available to do so. They have to actually go out and do it, which is important here, John. When he says they're not chasing a payroll threshold, I understand what he's saying. They're not going to spend to hit a number.
Right.
They want to add good players, but the two kind of go hand in hand, right? If you want to add good players, you typically have a higher payroll. Good players make more money. I mean, this is not 100% true, but for the most part, how it works, right? Sometimes you pay a guy and they're not a good player, see Javi Baez. But if you want to add good players, you typically have to pay the freight to get them. And it stands to reason, the teams that spend on good players win games. Since 1995, it's 26 of 29 teams that won the World Series were at least in the top half of payroll. You got to get to the middle class. No one says you got to be the Dodgers or the Yankees. You got to get to the middle class for you to win a World Series. We have data going back 30 years to show it.
Well, and if you believe that your young players, who you are not playing a lot, you don't have to pay a lot, are there and will continue to improve and produce, then you can go out and splurge on maybe a higher-priced free agent than you normally would.
Correct, because you have some wiggle room because you've done such a good job setting your foundation with young, cheap, controllable players. Scott said that basically, that what they're going to do is going to have to be the majority of the growth comes from within. I'm not going to freak out about that statement. I happen to agree with him. A lot of the growth does have to come from within. There will be external additions, he said. He highlighted a right-handed bat. I could argue bats plural, but a right-handed bat, and clearly they need another starting pitcher. So there will be external adds. I just don't know to what level. And we're trying to parse words, which can be dangerous right after the season when he himself has said it's only been 48 hours at the time since they played. But we are looking for some level of expectation for this offseason. He did talk about Javi Baez. And I hope you're sitting down when you hear this. Here's the plan with Javi.
Go ahead, John.
I can't take him seriously if Javi Baez is on the roster next year as a part of the plan moving forward. Did his hips make him swing at everything in the opposite batter's box? The hip bones connected to the eye bone. Like I don't see how that is relatable to his struggles. Now, in terms of less power, less pop on the bat, maybe you're not able to hit some of the inside pitches. If you can't rotate your hips, you can't get through the ball. All of those things are a possibility, but he's swinging at things that aren't even in the same time zone.
He left himself an out saying that he has to be better and he has to be healthy, but I didn't like the length at which he pointed out, like, there's a role for him, and none of that is needed to be said here, John. Because
first base coach.
Yeah, sure.
highest paid first base coach in history.
Right. He didn't need to defend him or argue for him to be on the roster at all, because the case has been made by Javi's play on the field. Last year, his OPS was in the 500s. Okay, you want to say it's a hip issue? What about the year before that? What about the fact that this guy has been one of the worst players in baseball for two full seasons? He's going to get paid either way. His deal is fully guaranteed. It doesn't have to mean he's on the roster. That hurts the team if he's on the roster. For that reason, you're right. It's hard to take it seriously. And it's you question the acumen of someone who would put this guy on a 26-man roster.
Again, I just can't take him seriously. If his entire theory is we've got to value the strike zone, and into his admission, they're not doing a good enough job, who's the biggest violator of that?
Javi. It's a great point. Scott did a kind of a reset or a look back at his opening press conference, and he said, you know, we're a lot better in a lot of areas, but he did admit they aren't doing a good enough job at the plate with the strike zone. Well, Scott, there's one guy who's a bigger culprit than anybody else in all of baseball, and you are paving a path for him to be on the opening day roster next season. I get it. They couldn't cut him yesterday. They didn't have to make the statements they did either, and I think that rubs people the wrong way. In fact, a lot of the texts that we've got in about their wish list, it's not about who they want them to add. It's who they want them to get rid of. At the top of most fans' wish list is get rid of Javi Baez.
Yeah. I don't think there's... Is there a direct correlation of he goes down, they go on this run? I think that's part of it. It's not all of it.
Right, right, yes.
But if he is on this... If there is a black hole in the lineup every single day, and it's not like he was tearing it up in the field either.
No, he was considered below average defensively at his position.
Maybe that is more of the hip issue. Maybe sure. He can't get to some of those things.
You know what? I said to you, Jim, yesterday after we heard these comments... about an hour after the show, are they thinking about if he's on the team using a platoon at shortstop with Sweeney?
They are platoonable in that one is left-handed and one is right-handed, but that would imply Javi Baez is going to play against lefties and pinch hit and play a bunch of games. Well,
pinch hitting would be runners in scoring position sometimes, which he was good at this year. Look, you guys know. I'm still against him being on the team next year. I thought a ticket texter earlier in the show when we brought this up brought up something maybe the Tigers are doing here is that they're letting him prove that this is a medical situation and that they've got potentially some sort of insurance out where Javi still gets his money, but the insurance covers part of the Tigers.
I would buy that.
And I am fine with that. That is smart finance there.
Sure.
That's not being cheap.
No, that's good team management. As long as he's not on the roster, I don't really care about the mechanisms to do it. And if the way to do it is you have to allow him to come back and maybe not be 100% and maybe never be healthy again, and maybe that's part of the math. Okay, great. But what I would ask is, are they going to plan to address shortstop in the offseason otherwise? Because that'll be very telling, right? If they don't do anything at shortstop, it would suggest that Sweeney and Baez is the plan. If they were to go out, and I'm not saying Willy Adames is the be-all, end-all, but if they added a premier shortstop, it would be very telling that they do not view Javi as...
He's allowed to lie. I mean,
right. No, that's
the truth now isn't the truth later.
And
that's the great thing about the offseason.
And I want to be very careful judging the statements immediately following the season as gospel, but it's all we have to go on.
Let me ask you guys this. What if they signed Bregman to play third?
Sure.
Your outfield set with Veerling, Meadows, and Green.
Yes. Karp's the DH.
Keith's your second baseman. You platoon DH with Malloy and Carpenter.
Yeah. First base is Torkelson.
Torque is back. And then you have Sweeney and maybe Javi if Javi looks like he's at least serviceable.
Well, if that's
your offseason and you get Flaherty as your...
If you make that signing, why not move Jace Young to second and move Cole Keith to first?
Bingo.
I think it's in the realm of possibility.
It has to be.
So let me ask you that. You sign Bregman. Sweeney's still your shortstop, okay? Maybe with Javi. Young goes to second. Keith the first. Your outfield is set. And Flaherty's your number two. You bring back Flaherty. What would you think about that offseason?
I think Bregman would send a message that, they're willing to spend because Bregman's not going to come cheap. I think Bregman makes a lot of sense. Right-handed bat, familiarity with AJ.
Doesn't strike out much.
Right, yeah.
86 times in 600-plus plate appearances this year.
And he's a guy with postseason experience. It could be a natural time for him to move on from Houston after the Tigers bounced them from the playoffs.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.